What if I don't want to have any receivables on the books, yet I'm not in a group which can afford to do this? For example, what if I have stiff competition and customers can easily get comparable products on credit from my competitors, or I supply wholesalers and not end customers?
Build up your competitive advantage for as long as it takes to be able to stop invoicing. If your current competitive advantage is insignificant and your company is one of many similar companies on the market, then it'll be more difficult to avoid invoicing. But if your company is a market leader, has a prestigious standing, and customers are beating down the door to get your products, then it'll be relatively easy.
I think I'm beginning to understand how important it is to have a strong competitive advantage now that you've brought it up again with respect to receivables.
Yes. You talked about it with my colleague in the first interview. Now you see one of the most important practical benefits of having a strong competitive advantage.
Could you give us an example here?
Well, I won't mention any particular brand, but let's say you want to buy a very fast and expensive luxury sports car. If you have enough money to buy the car, that still doesn't mean that you'll get it. First, you have to submit an application. And after being approved as one of the select owners, you'll be given a date when the car will be ready and the entire amount which must be paid in advance to the manufacturer. This manufacturer has already resolved any possible problems with receivables simply because its competitive advantage is so strong that it can afford to conduct business in this way.
But there are only a few car manufacturers like that in the world, and we're talking about small and medium-sized businesses.
I know. I just wanted to get small and medium-sized business owners to see the light in which they should view receivables in relation to their competitive advantage.
Is this even possible for small companies?
Of course it is. Look at typical custom manufacturing. First, the customer pays. Then I buy the material and make the product.
But then won't the customer be worried about putting up all the money and getting a poorly made product or nothing at all?
Well, that may happen. But again, let's return to competitive advantage. If you produce hand-sewn leather shoes and your work is of poor quality, then you have absolutely no competitive advantage.